The rest of the story. The elderly gentleman stood quietly but impatiently at the police sergeant's desk until at long last the officer looked up. Yes, the policeman asked. I would like to report an incident, the gentleman said. Name? Sergeant asked perfunctorily. Edward Williams, said Mr. Williams. And just what was the incident Mr. Williams wished to report? The officer inquired with his ballpoint poised. The 73-year-old grandfather glanced around him self-consciously. It was not something that had happened. Mr. Williams tried to explain that it was something that was about to happen. Well, the policeman tossed his pen down on the desk and he glared at the old man. There were laws against filing frivolous reports, he remarked coldly, and added, I think you'd best be on your way. Mr. Williams had attempted to remain calm and respectful, at least until now, but suddenly a fire lighted in his eyes, and his voice became stern. I never asked for this gift, he exclaimed, but I must have been given it for a reason. I see things, he said, and what I see does come true. Then to the wide-eyed police sergeant, Mr. Williams confided the rest of the story. Edward Williams had lived most of his life in the sleepy town of Mountain Ash. He was only a boy when he started having them. Visions fugitives, the French called them. Fleeting visions, apparitions of events to come. They were not unpleasant for the most part. In fact, very few were grim or frightening. They were simply pictures of people and places superimposed on what the world calls reality, rather like scenes from a silent movie, Edward thought. Of course, some of those experiences were disturbing, and none more than the unexpected encounter that very morning. Edward had been hiking through the hills outside town, as he often did. Suddenly, everything around him, the grass, the trees, even the sky, became obscured by shadowy figures, and the phantoms were reaching for someone among them, someone whose face shone more clearly than all of the rest. Somehow, Edward knew that that person in their midst, now among the living, was being summoned by those in the realm of the dead. Horrified, Edward ran home. He told his wife, Mary, you must go to the police, she insisted, and that's when he did. And the police sergeant heaved an uneasy sigh and without a word picked up the phone, placed a call. Said, I have a fellow down here named Edward Williams. There was a long silence during which the elderly gentleman knew what the officer was being told, that he, Mr. Williams, had attempted to warn authorities of other occurrences, that would-be assassins, for example, would attack President Reagan and Pope John Paul, and each time the old man had been right. The policeman said thank you and put down the phone. You have to realize the position this puts me in, he said. Yes, answered Mr. Williams, I'm sorry. And with that he turned and walked away. The sergeant did file a report. We have an official report that day, August 27, 1997, but that's all he could do. The world knows the face Mr. Williams saw surrounded by phantoms that morning in the hills near Mountain Ash, South Wales. And sure enough, three nights later, the woman to whom that face belonged stepped into a doomed automobile and was no more. Only now, whenever you think of her, and you will, I hope you'll remember him, the old man with a fleeting vision, a vision of the death of Princess Diana. Now that you know the rest of the story.